We've got Bill Rogers, Vice President and Director of the Institute for Economic Equity at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Bill, it's always good to talk to you on this Jobs Day. Hard to find weakness in the report when you look at improvements pretty much across the board, but the numbers we saw today really do still highlight just how uneven the recovery is. What grade would you give the jobs report today?
Yeah, Akiko, great to see you. And before I do answer your question or move in that direction, I do, with my new role at the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank, I do need to say that all my opinions are my opinions only and not that of the bank, nor in terms of some of the unevenness. This has been called a she session. And that and because of childcare challenges that parents have faced, particularly women, what we're seeing today, the employment population ratio, which is a number or indicator, I look at in these times, it's still below where it was prior to the pandemic. Even though the Black unemployment rates, Latino unemployment rates, have been cut by more than half. If you shift and again look at their share of the population who's working, yes, there's been some improvements. However, they compared to where we were prior to the pandemic, still we've got lots of work to do.
Yeah, if you look at that gap that we're just showing on the screen right there, still pretty wide, 4.8% versus 8.2%. You think back to pre-pandemic, that gap was the narrowest, I think, in history before all this happened. So, I mean, obviously, it's improving. That gap's now coming back down a bit. But what do you make of kind of the growth that's still there to go in regards to this recovery? When you think about some people saying that you know, the accommodative stance might have to change here when we hit the 4.5% unemployment, the total number, the gap still looks pretty wide.
Yeah, Zach, what you're pointing out is a historical factoid that has been there even when I was in grad school and before I was in grad school. I'm not going to divulge that because then I went my age. But the problem is that there's typically around a 2-to-1 ratio between the Black unemployment rate and the white unemployment rate. And one of the reasons why the Institute for Economic Equity was created was to study this very issue around why do these structural differences exist that this 2-to-1 ratio, or roughly, you know, where it's come down a little bit, but during good times and bad times, cyclical variation, it's still there. And so our institute, my colleagues are continuing to study these kinds of issues in terms of what role education plays, what role experience plays, and unfortunately, what role discrimination and other kinds of intolerance play in the labor market to continue today.
We've now got two strong months under our belts, and yet we are seeing COVID cases tick up again. Yesterday, we saw the highest number of new infections in 6 months. What do you see as the impact of the spread of the Delta variant that we're seeing in this latest wave?
Yeah, right now, I think it's a little too early to tell. One reason is that the survey was administered, I believe, slightly before the acceleration in cases and hospitalizations. So I think it's still early. I think going forward, since we have a vaccination, since we have social distancing measures, people understand those, I don't foresee us moving into something like we did last year at this time, where the labor markets, our economies were shut down. That I'm hopeful that people will continue to get vaccinated. Because there's a direct correlation between if you're vaccinated, you have a lower likelihood of getting the Delta variant. And so going forward, I'm going to be looking and monitoring consumer confidence, producer confidence, because that's going to be the key thing again, is that as we saw leisure and hospitality do a really great job this past month, that's indicative of people social distancing, getting vaccinations, and doing the right things to stay healthy so that they can remain productive, so that then they can have safe workplaces and also safe places for people to congregate and be consumers. So that's really the important thing we have to continue to do is vaccinate, and that's the highest level of protection. But from back to an economist standpoint, it leads into higher productivity and also continues to create an economy that is prosperous for all.
Emily, walk through the numbers there in the report, but one thing that maybe people have been watching pretty closely is the idea of labor shortage pressuring wages. We've talked a lot about inflation. Mm-hmm. When you look at that, hourly, year over year average hourly earnings growth, 4%, the estimate was 3.9%. So maybe, you know, not as hot as maybe some people had feared. What do you make of that and what it says about kind of slack in the labor market right now?
Well, there's clearly some upward pressure. If you just walk through this New York City or other, you know, our cities or even suburban areas, right? There's definitely, you're seeing a lot of signs up saying help wanted. But a number that I put together with former Labor Secretary Alexis Herman, who I was her chief economist, we constructed what we call the untapped pool of potential. And that is basically the number of people who are unemployed, the number of people who are working part-time but want to work full-time, and the number of people who have actually stopped searching but have offered a job, they take it. And if you sum up those three groups for this jobs report, you're still over 15 million people who are actively looking for jobs compared to roughly the 8 to 9 million job openings. So, you know, yes, there is pressure, but there still is slack. Also, going back to my employment population ratio, the share of the population that's got a job, those percentages across the board have been improving, but we still have a long way to go.
So. When you talk about that untapped pool, how quickly do you think you can get or we can get some of those workers back online? I mean, if you look at leisure and hospitality, for example, certainly strength in this report, but we've also heard so many businesses saying that they've lost a lot of employees who no longer want to work in this sector. How are you looking at those dynamics?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I think that the challenge here, it goes back to something I said earlier, and that is we have to continue to do the public health, make public health choices that will create economic health. And so if we continue to do that, then we'll see more people, I think, will want to go back to that industry, that sector. And we'll also, and particularly that's important because these are folks who, prior to the pandemic, right, these are folks who can't work remotely. So that's number one. Number two is continuing to see what kind of efforts or what kind of support is going to be coming out of Washington and also state and local levels. That's going to play a key role in terms of the continued recovery. With what happens with moratoriums on evictions, what happens with unemployment insurance benefits, what happens with the infrastructure bill that's being discussed in Congress, right? These are all potential tools at our disposal that can help to alleviate some of the continued burdens, but also move us forward.
I mean, across the board, pretty strong report here today. Appreciate you walking us through your thoughts there on it, William Rogers. First interview, by the way, we should mention, in the new role, Vice President and Director of the Institute for Economic Equity at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Appreciate you taking the time. Be well.